This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hey guys, a special family episode of the J Train podcast. We go through 10 emails. You're going to love it with our boy, Mansamp. Check it out. Share with friends. Share with the family. Happy Thanksgiving. The J Train podcast. This is J Train, Jared Freed, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side, Stand Up New York Labs. We're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I'm going to say it. I usually start off by thanking you, the listener, and I'm going to do it again. Thank you. Thank you for listening to the J Train. And it's the day after Thanksgiving, or it's midnight of your Thanksgiving night. Maybe you had a Thanksgiving lunch, fell asleep on the couch around 7 p.m., woke up at midnight. You said, oh, maybe Papa JT can make this swelling tummy go to ease. So maybe you're listening, and let me be thankful for you, the listener. Let me tickle your nuts for a second and just say thank you. Thank you for listening. We've been doing this podcast for more than 3 years now, which is a crazy amount of time.
Yeah.
Like, that's a while. We've had so many. I don't even know how many guests we've had on.
Oh, I mean, hundreds.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And it's very cool that you've been introduced to new and different people. And I'm happy that people are enjoying it, because I love doing it. So I want you guys to, go feather someone news nuts.
With a turkey feather.
Yeah, go turkey feather someone's nuts with the gift of Papa JT. That's what you can buy this Black Friday. The freest gift of them all. A subscription to the J Train podcast. And I do joke around every episode about telling a friend, but I'm dead serious. We need this. Please tell one friend. It'll be great. I want to keep it growing. I want to keep moving up those iTunes charts. If you haven't already, go rate us and like us on iTunes. And since it's the day after Thanksgiving, I figured we should have a family episode. So our guest today, one and only Mansamp. Thank you for coming on, Chris.
I'm really happy to be here, man. This is great.
We'll tone it down. We'll bring down the house lights.
Yep.
Have a little bit of a family, the mushbucha.
Sure, yeah.
Get the mushbucha together, and you can look that up, guys, and see what that means.
I'm already trying to Google
family.
It right now. Yeah.
So we're going to have you and I, we're going to go through the emails. We can get through a ton of emails. We can go, with you, you know it better than anyone.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm here every time.
Listen, Chris has his own podcast
called
the Mandatory Samson Podcast. And let me get the feather out.
Oh, he's clamming around for the feather.
Just going through my closet. Hold on. Oh, here it is. Found it. Let me feather your nut for a second and just say, I get so many people that message me on Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat saying how much they enjoy the podcast. They love that it's a political podcast that doesn't get too political.
Right. Well, that's really nice that people are sending me messages. Feel free at Mansamp on everything. You could let me know as well. I'd love to hear from you guys. But yeah, we get into heavy topics. I'm not going to lie to you about that. We try to, we joke around and I'll make jokes as we go through it. But I don't put anything on the show that I don't, if I read it, I make sure I have another source for it. I'm checking all this stuff. I'm really trying to make sure the stuff is factually accurate. I'll give my opinion, of course.
But it doesn't feel like you're making anyone feel like an idiot for believing one side or the other or, no. you know, whatever it is. And I think that's like during these times where you're home with family, maybe there's someone that's got a little drunk, a little too much tryptophan in them, and they started railing about Obama or Trump or whatever side it was. And it's like, sometimes there's just so much noise and it's not, I think it's nice for people to be like, okay, let's fucking sit and chill out and actually have some reason.
Yeah, so absolutely. Well, thank you, man. I appreciate
all of you
it.
Guys should go check out the Mandatory Samson podcast. Go subscribe here on the San Diego Lives Network. Let's go right into it.
I'm right. Really ready to do it.
We don't have to dilly dally. We can get right into it today.
Let's do it.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. That's JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. I'm just going to take one right off the top.
Beautiful.
Oh my God, this is fucking long.
Mistake.
It's called Childish Peers.
Okay.
On a recent podcast, you talked about big jumps in age, 18 to 19. Yeah, I said that basically it's a huge jump in maturity from 18 to 19. Just the shit you're dealing with. Also, 22 to 23, the graduating year.
Yeah.
Any year you graduate from something, here's when the biggest jump comes from. And you do it all throughout life. When you go from top of the totem pole to the bottom of the totem pole.
Right.
You know, when you left fifth grade to go to middle school, back to the bottom.
Yeah, insecurities come out at that point.
Totally. Middle school, high school, back to the fucking bottom.
Right.
High school to college, back to the fucking bottom. College to the real world, back to the fucking bottom. You know, you'd only really reach that top level status. You know, even with then you have kids, and that brings you up and down, up and down. So sure. It's a lifetime of this shit.
Yeah.
And I think right at that moment you move to the bottom is when you're so far away from the people at the top of the other side.
Because their cockiness sure. Well, and the pool keeps getting bigger, like you're saying, fifth grade to sixth grade or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, little pool to another little pool. But when you get to graduating, you're in life.
Yeah.
That's everybody else in the
huge
world that
pool.
You're, you know.
Not being able to have respectful conversations with others surrounding the election and other topics. I just turned 19, and even when I was in junior high, I felt as though my peers were uneducated in what they talked about or could not hold a discussion without just walking away with frustration. Recently, I tried to speak with a few friends about Trump, Black Lives Matter, and other controversial topics. Well, this is a strong opening for this podcast and this guy.
Yeah.
Who goes to someone who's like, let me talk to you about Trump, Black Lives Matter, and other controversial topics.
Right. Let's talk about abortion. Is God real? What is that?
Yeah. Let me give you my first piece of advice. Let's change your party etiquette.
Yeah.
You know, let's start with the weather. And within 5 minutes, they both chose to stop talking or raise their voice and got angry. Whenever they had a statement, it was either factually wrong or the typical news story headline. I think I know what side of the aisle this guy is.
I'm getting a feeling, yeah. Come over to the Mandatory Samson podcast.
They don't seem to look into anything and have very surface level ideas. I've taken a few political stance tests, and it has always resulted in centrist, with 1 or 2% towards liberal. He takes the test to find out what you are?
Yeah, we actually talked about that on the Mandatory Samson podcast during the election where people were, you know, should I vote third party? Should I do this or that? And there's some pretty good ones where they're like scientifically done and there are hundreds of questions. You can go on and it'll tell you who you agree with the most, where your philosophy lies.
Man,
you
know? that'd be a fun pee test to take. That's like the birth control, you know, do you have a baby?
Yeah.
Are you a Republican?
Right. Oh my God, I'm libertarian.
It's like those videos where the people put in for like to see what their like blood is, see where they're like come from,
right?
And then like the racist finds out they're like a third black and they're like, oh my God,
Frederick Douglass is my great-grandfather. Yeah,
it's like so stupid. I didn't vote for either candidate because my peers mostly followed Bernie Sanders and later Hillary Clinton. I didn't vote for either candidate because I believe they are fundamentally flawed. I do favor Trump for his gun policies and the lack of shady Do people want to listen to this email right now? I don't know. I feel like we're so... How do I find people that can be respectful when discussing something? Here it goes on and on, this email. Yeah. What I'll say to him is we're exhausted. You know? And I do understand that if you have a pat... This stuff is your hobby. You can't make other people... You know, with politics, we forget it is your hobby.
Right.
Unless you work in it or you're going to... You know, and also it's your day job. If you do work in it, it's your job. It's your life. It's what brings bread to your table. So, of course, you're going to have your opinions and they're going to be set out. But everyone just wants to fucking come and eat.
Right.
You know, like, if we spend all day, you know, you ever furrow your brow?
Sure, yeah.
And you do it, and then you realize, I've been furrowing my brow all day.
Right.
And then you release, and you're like, oh, I feel so much better. That's what it feels like to just talk about a hot chick. All this stuff is important, but it isn't. We're all going to fucking die. So, like, I think it's, we all want to say, especially during these times, we all want to point the finger.
Right.
How can I find people? How can I find this guy to be a better, you know, person to talk with this about? Are you looking for people to talk with this about, or are you looking for people that agree with you?
Well, that's the thing, right? And I mean, it starts with concentric circles out from you. So Black Lives Matter, Trump becoming president, all this stuff. It is stuff that is important. I get it. There's a perspective. And of course, there's things wrong with either side, whatever. Do your research.
Yeah.
You know, if that's something that you're into, make sure you're checking your facts and have the right information when you're going to have these conversations. But like you said, not everybody does have time to look into this stuff the way you do. And also, they have their own lives going on.
If someone came to me and was like, started telling me about stamps.
Yeah.
And how they collect stamps, they look into stamps, and you don't know what the fuck you're talking about with stamps. I'd be like, all right, I'm just going to walk away.
Yeah, there's a point of diminishing returns.
There's a point where I'm just like, fuck, that's your hobby. That's what you're into. And listen, this is the other thing about the voting process. I think a lot of people that like look into like that do study this shit, they get mad at other people for not studying this shit.
Yeah.
And it's like also like, yeah, but they got fucking shit to do. Everyone has the beauty of living in this country. Is that you get the right to care and not care about whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
And I think for this guy, you have to be sympathetic to the fact and empathetic to the fact that other people got other shit going on that they care about. Talk about some, like, it's like, it's also like a sports. You know, when I talk to people about like I like the Patriots, and then they immediately like, the Patriots, you idiot. They're cheaters. I'm like, hey, I'm exhausted with that. Like, I grew up going to Patriots games, and I grew up watching them. That's why I like them. I came out of a vagina in New England.
Right. Yeah, of course.
And you came out of a vagina in Miami. That's why you cheer for your team 99% of the time.
Right.
I didn't make a moral decision when I was 8.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. Look, I understand where this guy's coming from because, you know...
I'm sure this is something you deal with a lot where you hear someone say something that's factually wrong.
Oh, of course.
But you also have to deal with, like, do I want to sound like a dick?
Right. Well, and that's the frustrating thing is, you know, Trump becoming president, these policies that couldn't get put into place, they do affect, you know, on some level, they're going to affect.
I mean,
your
we
life.
Had John Lasseter on a couple episodes ago, and you hear him say how he feels fear about what's going on. And it's, you have to respect that.
Yeah.
You have to respect that he feels that way because you can't tell someone how to feel. And I think that's, I mean, I personally feel that's why Trump got elected. Is that people were sick and tired of being told how to feel about something.
Sure.
And we're like, fuck you.
Yeah, it's a part of it, definitely.
I think that's a part of it. So this guy, I think when you're not, and he's 19, he's young.
Yeah.
Let me just tell you, you're going to be invited to a lot more parties if you put this shit away.
Yeah. Look, and it's not don't pay attention to it, but at a certain point, if people are only at a surface level of understanding of whatever you're talking about, then that's, you're not going to get much farther than that,
you know,
other than
more,
to piss them off. You
know what,
you know?
It's more like? It's like if someone's into EPL soccer.
Okay.
Premier League. If they are super into Premier League football,
right,
and they come to your party, like, it's called football.
Yeah.
Like, and you're like, get the fuck out of here.
Right.
Oh, you got to watch. You don't know anything. And I'm like, well, you know, like if I just name like who's the most famous EPL guy, like if I'm like, who's the most famous, Matt?
That mic's not on, so you should just scream it.
Scream it out.
I mean, the world's Lionel Messi right now, but it's Spain.
So Messi, if I was like, yeah, Messi's the best. If I was like, if you come to me and you're a huge EPL fan and you're like, and that's the British or the... What
European,
is it?
European
Soccer League, whatever it is. I don't even know what it's fucking called.
I don't know. I don't follow soccer.
But if someone came up to me and they're a huge fan of Premier League soccer, and they came to me and they were like, try to have a conversation with it, I'm going to try and keep up to be a nice person.
Right.
So what he's doing, if he's bringing his political arguments to people, they're like, yeah, I'm just going to fucking say what I think I know, but I'm not going to like, you know, like, right. I'm going to be like, right. Yeah, Lionel Messi's the best in the world, I guess. You know, like, and then at a certain point, I'd be like, fuck this, I'm done. I don't
Right. You're
care
not going
to
take
much.
Them into deep water because they can't swim there. They don't have that information. good for you. That look, it's important for you to do that research.
Yeah, and most of our complaints are our own problems. So that's what I'm saying to this guy. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Chris Flannery at Mansamp, Mandatory Samson Podcast. Go check it out and subscribe. Dealing with girlfriend's friends who hate me.
Oh, all right.
Dear J Extra Strong Medium, I've been with my girlfriend for 3 years in the 23rd.
On the 23rd, maybe?
Oh, on the 23rd. We've had our fair share of issues, many of which resulted in me being the dickhead, obviously. We'll see. A year ago, after my largest fuck up, her finding out I was secretly doing coke pretty frequently.
All right.
Some would say that's okay. No, I'm kidding. She broke it off. And a few months later, after constant communication, we gave it another shot and are better than we ever have been. My problem is her friends fucking hate me. Up until now, it was so bad that the friends told her they didn't want me in their apartment, which she shares with three friends. Well, it caused many problems. That what could I do? I love her. Well, after seeing I've changed, I guess they're finally letting up. And my question is how that I'm being able to come around our house and my girlfriend can bring me to these group functions. How do I get past the awkwardness and anger I feel towards these friends? A little more background. She's still in college, graduating in May, while I've been out for over a year, and we live about an hour apart, and I've had to put up with her bitch friends for a whole year. Love the podcast. Hope to get a response. Keep it sleazy, you short, degenerate Jew hero.
Yeah.
Well, that was a weird sentence.
Yeah,
for me
contrasting
to get
ideas. But right.
Yeah, what do you think?
I mean, obviously, at issue here is trust, right? Her friends, and you know, I don't know how much coke you're doing. Whatever you're doing it at a party or something, that's your business if you're handling it. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but it could have been at a situation where this girl maybe doesn't do cocaine, her friends don't do it. That's an adult drug. You know what I mean? Like weed, you're drinking. This is stuff that people are kind of familiar with. They're around. There's a lot of people that have never been around cocaine. They don't understand.
They don't want to be around
it. And that's a real thing, right?
So fair for them.
Yeah. And it's not unfair for her friends then to be like, man, this guy you're dating for this whole time is like really into coke. It's like, it's kind of a skeevy thing.
I could see why they would think he's a different person, that he's hiding a totally different person.
Sure. And he kind of is.
And
really.
He kind of is. Yeah. I think also your first step to being okay with her friends is not calling them her bitch friends.
Seriously. Yeah. Absolutely.
That's like step one. I mean, I've had instances. The problem with the long term relationship that goes in and out of being a relationship is that you're only past performance doesn't predict future results. But that's all you got to go by.
Right.
You know, course, that's all you got. So you fucked her over once. You're probably going to do it again. Also, you're not around. Since you're away from school, they're in school. They're around other guys that aren't their boyfriends that are being better than you.
Right.
Maybe they're not their boyfriends, but they're guys that are being nicer than the guy who's fucking her over.
Right. Well, and to that point, it's consistency.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You start to wobble a little bit. You're hiding that you're doing coke all the time. You're partying. That's like a different lifestyle. And you're an hour away. So the way to get back on the good side and get over your feelings is to realize you maybe did fuck up. You did fuck up by lying to her. It doesn't necessarily mean that you shouldn't do drugs or whatever, but be consistent. If you want to be in it, you got to be in.
He even writes, we've had our fair share of issues, many of which resulted in me being the dickhead. Yeah, dude, you know you're fucking up and then you keep fucking up. So the only way out of this is time. And the other thing is fucking being cool with whatever their rules are.
Yeah.
So when you come back, you're out of college a year, maybe you get a hotel room and you say to her, listen, I'll get a hotel. It's totally cool. I don't want to like bother your roommates. I want to respect their space. If you keep like going above and beyond to make them as comfortable as possible, they'll catch on to that.
Yeah.
And that doesn't happen through you showing up and being like, what's up, bitches?
Right.
You know,
it's
you being like, hey, meet me at the bar. I don't want to like, and then when they come to the bar, be like, hey, good to see you, and giving them a hug, just smiling your way through it and being cool.
And that's at the very least, your girlfriend will notice that you're putting that effort in.
Yeah.
And even then, if the quote bitch girlfriends are still mad at you, she'll be like, no, give him a break. He is trying. He's doing this.
99% of getting over a fight with someone is just going, is giving a big hello.
Sure.
Just going up and being like, hey, good to see you. What's going on?
Right.
And if you give a big hello with a big hug and you, it's like a, you know,
I come up with these analogies on the fly, and sometimes they make sense and sometimes they don't.
Most of the time they're good.
They're pretty okay. I don't know. It's like, it's kind of like, it's like there's a big spider web in front of you. If you just run through that spider web, it's going to act gross and everything for a second, but then you'll rip it off your face and get through it.
Right.
So it's like if you go right through the fucking spider web and you say, hey, good to see you. How you been? And even if you say, hey, I just want to say I'm sorry for not, you know, that we haven't gotten along. And I just want to be like, you know, let's do a shot.
Yeah, I'd love for this to be cool.
You know,
yeah.
Bring the peace pipe.
Yep.
That's the move. And I don't think you don't do it to all of them. Because I think when you come back to like, if you have a problem with multiple people that live in the same place and you're just like, here's a present for all of you. It comes off a little bit like you're reading someone else's words.
Yeah.
What feels good from someone that doesn't really enjoy, you know, has a thing against you is if you pull them aside and you say, hey, I know we haven't been cool. I just want to be cool. You want to do a shot?
Right.
And then now it's like, oh, he was such a man.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you're going to have those like little heart-to-heart, you know, I mean, I've been in a relationship for 8 years. I'm friends with my fiance's friends. Like you have moments where you're hanging out with them, you know, in a situation.
And here's
you
how they
talk to them.
And the way they see it, if you care enough to do that for them, then you do care about their friend. If you don't care enough to do that, then you don't really care about their friend that much.
Right.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Chris Flannery at ManSamp. Mandatory Samson Podcast here every Friday on the network. 5-year relationship.
Ooh.
Sup, big nose. Huh. That is a lie. I have a pretty good Jewish nose, if I do say so myself.
Adorable.
Thank you. I've been with my girlfriend for 5 years, and I've recently started traveling for work. Every time while I'm gone and when I come back, we fight because I don't show her enough time while I'm gone. But I'm working 12 to 15 hour days, so it's hard to give her the time of day. At times, I've contemplated breaking up because the fights become so bad. I plan on traveling for another 2 years on and off for my job. Really can't do this for 2 more years. What should I do? How do I tell her to chill, yet I still care while I am gone? What do you think?
I mean, I think off the bat, you can't tell her to chill. Like, I know you're not saying it, like, chill out, but like, that's not going to be the right way to go about it if you're trying to stay in the relationship. Just being like, relax, everything's fine.
Yeah.
You have to, you know, find random ways of showing that you care. Quick things. Maybe you send her Books flower or whatever.
You
know what I mean? It's like you find those little things that just show that you're thinking about Books. It, but also
.com/JTrain.
Yeah, we're gonna get into it in a minute. But you know what I mean? But it's finding those little gestures and little things that just show during the day, even if you're working 15 hours a day, I took 5 minutes out of the day to focus on you. You know,
This is like, it's such a funny thing when you think about it. I think about this a lot. Like our parents, since there was no texting, they probably talked half as much in 10 years as we do in 2.
Right.
With our significant others.
Like, sure.
They would call into their work maybe once in the day and be like, how's the day going? What's going on? What are we doing for dinner?
Yep.
Hang up the phone, and then it was dead.
Yeah, you don't exist.
You don't exist to each other. So, like, this whole idea that he should have to check in and have a nighttime phone call every night, when you're texting all day, when communication between boyfriend and girlfriend is just persistent throughout the day. Like, I've dealt with issues where it's I'll be hooking with a girl and she's texting so much that I'm like, listen, I think we should end this. I can't give you the time.
Right.
Like, this is taking up the whole fucking day.
Yeah.
And that's his right. He's working. And you also have a right to sit and stare a wall after a work day.
Oh, absolutely.
Like,
yeah.
For this guy, for him to say, listen, I'm working 12 to 15 hour days when I'm away. When I get done at the end of the day, I'll text you goodnight, but I'm not going to be even like there for you on the phone. Like, I think that's an okay thing to say. It's also okay for her to say, yeah, but I didn't hear from you all day.
Right.
You know, so there's got to be somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, of course.
I think what he says, I think you have to come up with like a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you travel, set the expectation. Here's what I can do. Here's what I just can't do. And if she can't deal with that, then maybe there's a fundamental flaw in the relationship.
Right. And it's not necessarily, I don't want to talk to you or I don't want to be involved, but this is, I have to be doing this. I'm responsible for this. And yeah, you're drained at the end of the day. People get that.
I get that. And I get this guy's plight more than I get hers, because it's like, you're coming. Also, if you're traveling a lot for work, just like you said, let's have some plans.
Right.
Let's figure out what you're going to do when you are home. Have things to look forward to. Make it so she feels like there is some idea of what you're going to do when you're back.
Yes, sure. Right. I'm going away this week, but when I get back, you know what we're going to do? And then have something that you're actually going to do.
Get wet.
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here's an idea for our last emailer. Books.com. Listen, the Books, we had such a great, what do you call it?
A response from the last campaign they did.
So many people. I was actually surprised by it. I was like, flowers for J Train Podcast? We'll see.
Right.
People ask me for this promo code all the time. And now we don't even need a promo code. They give us a website to go to.
Yes, they did.
So you can go to Books.com. That's Books.com/JTrain. That's Books.com/JTrain. They're offering $15 off your order of $60 or more. That's 25% off. They've never done a deal this big.
No, and that's because people really responded to it, listened to the podcast, and they saw that.
And listen, it's the, and I mentioned this the last time, it's the day after Thanksgiving right now. Sending your mom flowers for doing the Thanksgiving.
Oh, what a move. Yeah.
Oh, come on. Your mom's going to blow you.
Your dad's going to be furious.
Your dad's going to be weirded out. But listen, it all comes back to you. You send the thank you for Thanksgiving. Do, you know, if you got a sibling, if you have a sibling, you're a fucking idiot if you don't use this.
Right. Guess what's a month after Thanksgiving?
Christmas.
Or Hanukkah or whatever.
Hanukkah.
Yeah.
Kwanzaa.
Yep.
Atheist holiday.
It's just Thursday.
Sad atheist stare at the wall day.
We call it gray day.
Gray day. So I'm saying if you have like two siblings, like this is like, I don't know how you don't do it. Like right. The amount of money that you're spending for it to come back to you, you know, in a great way from your family or whatever it is, aunt, uncle, grandpa, grandma, whoever put together your Thanksgiving, go to Books.com/JTrain, Books.com/JTrain. They're cut fresh. They source from sustainable, eco-friendly farms. They're better value. Flowers last longer. Your money goes a longer way. They have farms located on volcanoes in Ecuador, amongst the hills of Colombia, and along the California coast. It's like farm to table for flowers. You guys, and green and social responsible, peace of mind. I know you guys don't care about that. Here's the thing. Go to Books.com/JTrain. Get $15 off a $60 purchase. Send it to mom. Next time you come home, mom's going to slip you $100 and say, don't tell daddy.
Right.
And then you're going to go back to school and you're going to go to a bar. You're going to meet a chick or a dude. You're going to say, I got this extra hundy. Let's get some shots. And then you're going to look down at that girl or guy who's filleting you.
Right.
And you're going to go, don't tell daddy.
Best case scenario, dad slips you $100 and goes, mom was in a great mood. You
yeah,
flowers,
there you go.
Good move.
got dad blown. So let's go to the emails. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Sup, Juru.
All right.
I'm a sophomore in high school.
Oh, hold on 1 second.
High school emails. Oh, that's cute.
I've been talking to the 787 for a year on and off, both of us having feeling for each other, but never got any farther than a Snapchat streak that lasted 2 weeks. I love that is a thing.
That's an accelerated time period in high school.
Snapchat streak.
Yeah.
That's funny because I knew exactly what it was, but I never had a name for it. So they were just volleying back and forth Snapchats.
Right.
Last Wednesday, we got to the point where she brings up her friend telling me that she was told that she had feelings for me. So her friend had, this is such a high school email.
That's very high school, yeah, where
that
somebody
the friend
else
tells
that.
You that they have, she wasn't sure whether she liked me or not. Sadly, I've fallen hard for her, and I feel like she's the only one I could want, just seeming to be perfect to pursue the other girls I've been talking to. She also knew I was willing to drop on the spot for her. Later, I go on saying I was going to talk to the other girls if she couldn't make up her mind. Big mistake. She ends up telling me maybe she would just be friends. I obviously pissed her off to give her the ultimatum. How do I end this bullshit and get to a relationship with her? P.S. I've been holding back, pouring my heart out for her, not seeming like the right thing to do. Love the podcast. He already put himself out there.
Yeah. Yeah, well, look, he's talking, you know, a two-week Snapchat streak. That's great, but that's an accelerated period
of
time.
You know? This is for everyone, okay? You got to shit or get off the pot.
Yeah.
Two-week Snapchat streak, you can... I've done that. I've done that. Right. I'm not above this high school sophomore.
Yeah.
I'm not above him, but I'm more mature to know that at any point I can be like, hey, come over.
Right.
At any point, hey, come over. I'm watching TV. Any point you can do that. It's not, I want you to be with me or her. Fuck it. It's, here's the plan, yes or no. And that's your answer. If she can't come over, that is her saying, I just wanted the streak.
Right. Right.
You know?
Well, and it's also, look, I mean, I think in high school.
But I've done this in college. I've done this in, you know, a day ago.
Sure. Well, yeah, but look, but in high school, feelings can change very quickly.
Totally.
You put yourself out there. She wasn't into it or whatever it was. Yeah. Go hook up with one of these other girls. I guarantee you at some point, she's going
to
come back around anyway.
Let me tell something to everyone that's thinking about. And it's never tell the girl, it's show the girl.
Yeah.
Or guy. Either way, it's never tell her, I like you so much, I want you to be with me, I want you to make a decision. It's, hey, I want you to come over. I want to show you how much fun that we can have together.
Right.
And we lose that because we're so on our phones, we're so entrenched in these texts and apps and all that stuff, that we can forget, like, oh shit, we haven't even hung out in person. I don't even know if this is going to work out.
Yeah, you're analyzing the words when you could be in a real scenario.
You'd be analyzing this dick. So my point is, if you're out, looking back, the only advice I can give, I've never once thought badly of a girl that turned me down. You know what I mean? I don't think back on any girl that's ever turned me down and been like, still embarrassed about it.
Right.
You know, like, right. And I don't think that she thinks about me turning me down in that way either. So take some solace in that.
Yeah, it's just what happened.
And it's just what happened. I'd feel, and also when you make it about, hey, I want to see if you want to come over, that's not saying I love you.
No.
It's just come over.
Yeah, let's spend some time together. Also, it's like, you know, I know that right now for you, the listener, like for the emailer, that it feels like this is the only girl you can go for. That's not the case. Like, you're into her right now. You have feelings for her. That can pass or whatever. And anything can happen. But like you're saying, right, put it in a real world scenario and see what happens.
Make it so it's, here's what you have to do that includes me. And because, listen, there's almost so much time in the day. People only want to spend time with people they enjoy spending time with.
Right.
They will find an excuse if they see the, you know, the time not being up to the level of what their day is. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Mansamp, @Mansamp on Twitter and Instagram, Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday. This guy wants dating app advice. We're just going straight into the mailbag.
Yeah, do it.
Jared, dating app advice appreciated. Pictures attached below. We tried this for a while.
Oh, you're going to work on the profile.
He has three pictures. And he's at a lot of soccer games. No, he's at a football game. Then he's at a soccer game, a USA soccer game. Then he's with his dog.
All right.
Pretty good looking dude. My caption is least attractive in group pictures. Background, 24, live in Scottsdale, Arizona. I like to play soccer, engineer, drink on the weekends, and watch football. If you ever make it out to Scottsdale, let me know. You can scribble your name on the wall of the bar right next to Mark Norman. All right, thanks.
Oh, cool.
My advice to this guy... you want to be self-deprecating with a chance for positivity. So, right. So like least good looking in the group. Listen, I'm only giving advice from like reactions I've ever gotten on stage. And then the worst reaction you can get when you tell a joke to a room full of people is, aww.
Right.
It's the worst because I'm just making a joke. I don't think that badly on myself. It's just an honest truth kind of, but not that true, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
So when you say least attractive in group pictures, that's just like, where do we go from here?
Right.
If I'm this dude.
Well, and if you're saying he's a good looking guy, it's like, you also have to, maybe that's probably not true. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
he's a pretty good he's got a strong chin. His friends are attractive, but I wouldn't say he's the least attractive in the group. No, I got an uglier friend right here. And this, I got him at, I got him at number two in the second picture with five dudes.
There you go.
Six dudes. There's six dudes, and he's number two.
Right. Maybe so turn it around.
It's almost like faux. This doesn't even come off as truthful. It comes off as too cocky.
That's what it is. Maybe play it the other way. Instead of saying least attractive guy in the group, be like second best guy in the group.
Yeah.
If you're going to go that way, but you know.
He does have the better looking friend in two of the three pictures.
Well, that's a mistake, right?
That's a mistake. If I'm him, I make the alone picture with the dog first. Then I put the big group one and I add one more alone picture where he's not wearing glasses. I make the profile. Yeah, I like soccer, but I still, but I'm still a man. Something like that.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, so there you go. Sneaky drinking girlfriend's semi-formal.
Sneaky. Okay.
Hi, Jew dude. Sup, Jew dude. I have a slight obstacle in my hands. My girlfriend has her sorority semi-formal coming up, and after the formal, we have a party to go to. Formal ends 11. Bus gets back the place at 11:15, 11:30. We have no problem getting drunk before the formal, but because the semi-formal is at a legit bar, and I am not 21, doubt my fake ID will work where there when... doubt my fake ID will work there when wanting to order drinks. The problem is we don't want to lose our buzz or potentially get hungover before the party, making it difficult to rally. Her sorority has been getting more strict this year. We're searching our pockets before we go in, so I don't think a sneaky flask will be in my jacket like I have in the past. What do you suggest we do to not lose our buzz at the formal and be able to keep partying going for the party after her formal? Do I make my fake out at the bar? Do I take my fake out of the bar? Do I tape a flask to my dick? I'm desperate.
Yeah,
really
tape
don't...
a flask to your dick.
Flask?
Definitely, yeah.
The old dick flask? I get it. That would be the weirdest QVC. Get this dick flask.
They are selling like hotcakes.
You can wear it to your sorority semi-formal where you're not 21.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, I don't know. This obviously is like more in your wheelhouse as I'm understanding it. So he can't get into the bar, but the girlfriend can get into the bar.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, yeah. No. What happens with these semi-formals is a lot of times they'll rent out the whole bar and they'll just make it 18 plus.
Oh, I see.
So they have a pregame that they're going to do. Then they're going to go to this and then you have to like show it the ID at the bar.
Okay.
So they'll probably go to this bar and they'll try and, you know, people who are 21 can booze and everyone else has to sit on their hands.
Right.
And well, then, you know, I think the answer is so simple.
Well, can I say, I mean,
sure.
I'm sure ahead. You're going to be correct about this, but it's like the after party is going to be your friend here.
Oh, yeah.
You
it's
don't
all,
go, yeah.
This is all in the planning.
Right.
This is all in planning. You don't want to get too drunk before because you don't want it to ruin the party.
Right.
You have to make it all about the after party. Mm-hmm. So what you need to do is have the girls get together or have all... The problem is it's the sorority semi-formal, so he's less in control than he would like to be.
Yeah.
What he should say to her is, hey, I have an apartment off campus, or buddy Joe Blow, who's also going to the formal, has an apartment. Find someone you know that has an apartment off campus that can have a get-together afterwards.
Yeah.
You plan, you get a bunch of champagne, you get a bunch of beers to have at that place afterwards. You get a good playlist, you get a go, and you look forward to that. What looking forward to that event does for you is that it makes it so you don't get too tanked before the formal.
Right.
So you have a pregame with just your girl and her friends, okay? Because she's gonna plan that. So go to whatever pregame she has and then let her know, hey, this guy's having a postgame. So you go to that pregame, you keep it casual, you go to the party, you have fun, you dance, a little dance floor necking.
Yeah, yeah, classic.
And then you bump out to this post game that's already set up and waiting.
Yeah.
Have it waiting. That's the key. Because then the thing that messes up a party is, where are you going? Where are you going? What are you going to do after? What are we doing after? Eliminate that discussion so you can concentrate on the dance floor.
100%. Right. You're not constantly trying to figure out what's going to happen next at the party.
Yeah.
You go to the pregame, you go to the actual event, have fun
at
that event.
And you're getting back at 11:30. It's not like you're getting back at 4 a.m.
Right.
You know?
Have some snacks there too, by the way.
Yeah.
This is just off the dome. Get a tray of like a fruit tray for the girl. Get some cookies. Have some
crackers,
fun.
Cheese and cracker social. Pussy in every direction.
Oh.
Every direction?
Not a bad problem to have, I guess.
What's that? Oh, it's a pussy. What's that? It's a pussy. This may be time sensitive, so I'll save the feathering for later.
I like that. I like the taking out that of the intro is going to get us. Yeah, this will come out earlier.
Finally, it's here.
Yeah.
Recently, I found myself in a sticky situation. Recently, I was a lot of recentlies. Mm-hmm. Recently, I was a part of a lip sync for the hottest sorority on campus.
A lip sync?
Yeah. Go up and.
Oh, like a literally
like an air guitar lip sync.
Yeah.
That involved all the guys being shirtless. Needless to say, immediately after the event, I found myself damn near drowning in the yus. Yus. Here's my problem. I have three incredible options in front of me, but I don't know. I know there's a big chance to fuck this up. First girl's a 979. All right, let's get. We should get a chalkboard in here for all these.
We do have a dry erase board in the office. We
that would
get.
Help us.
Yeah.
First is a 979 close and close in my. Close in my cliche of partiers.
I think he's trying to. Maybe he wrote cliche, but it's like his
my
click,
click
of partiers.
Yeah. Straight up wife material. I recently found out she's kind of into me, but warming up to her hooking up, would take a while. She's more of a boyfriend type of girl. I'm really into her, but I'm not really into waste my junior year chasing one girl. Option two is a threesome with a girl I've already slammed once, and a girl with an ass so big it has a moon orbiting it.
Very good.
The problem is these two girls are sisters and close friends with the girl from option one. My third choice is a new freshman who is a 9'7" question mark, but has no idea how hot she actually is. Oh, the not know hot girl.
That's perfect.
Classic, yeah. Classic naive to how hot I am hot girl. The freshman has met these other girls before, but doesn't really know them. I'm really into the one girl. From option one, enough that I would even consider dating her, but how the fuck am I going to say no to a threesome? Without your wisdom, I don't know how long I can keep these plates spinning, so please help me, Obi-Wan Juobi. You are my only hope.
What I like is he said he had three options, but it's actually four because there's a threesome involved.
Yeah,
so
the
this
big
guy's,
booty girl
yeah.
Is a... I guess they're a package item.
Right. Well, look, I mean, here's the thing. If this 979... wife material girl that you would consider dating is out there, she's there for a little bit. I don't think it precludes you from potentially hooking up with the threesome or doing the other thing, but if you like this girl, keep that in your mind and don't, you know, maybe don't take steps that are going to negatively impact dating her, you know.
I wish I had a pen so I could write this
out. I have a pen,
but no, I for the lady listeners, get ready to hate me. Because I'm going to tell you this guy how he plays it.
Well, he needs
help. I think, listen, if you're going to fucking go for it, let's fucking go.
Yeah.
If you're going to, let's dance on the sun for a little bit. Okay? Let's try and make this happen for this kid. He's got girlfriend girl, threesome girls.
Right.
Freshman. The move is simple. Okay? I'm assuming he's in a fraternity because he was in that lip sync. So let's say...
You're like Matt Damon in Good Will Hunting right now. The numbers are just flying around your head.
Well, I just see... I can see how this kid work for him, and I can see how it's going to blow up. What has to... Girlfriend girl is going to find out about threesome girl. So... I don't know if he can work the girlfriend girl... after all this, but here's what you would do to make all three happen. Freshman first, okay? She's the one that has no relation to this whole group. So what you do is you invite her and her friends to a fraternity party at your house and let them come hang out and party and dance and whatever it is. And you make that one, you can click that one off in one fraternity party. She'll be impressed.
She's going to be wide-eyed. She's going to be
wide-eyed, impressed by the whole situation. And also, this is all without saying that she wants to hook up. She's, you know, into it and all this stuff. But, like, you can impress her on one big fraternity night because this is new to her.
Yeah.
Now, the threesome girls, you need to be texting. And you need to, the text should only be about, when are we making this threesome happen?
Yes.
You need them to be as into it as you're into the option of making this happen. And it has to be like a night where it can float into the threesome.
Right.
So it has to be something like a post-game party.
Absolutely.
Right? So it's got to be, you know, you're having a...
Ahead of time. You got to know
ahead of time. Hey, we're going to the bars tonight. We're actually going to have late nights. We used to call them late nights.
Yeah.
And we would have beers waiting for our house. So I would get my buddies involved, be like, hey, you got, let's do a late night on this Wednesday night that everyone goes out of the bars. So we're going to do beta wait late nights, and we'll have 12 cases of beer and a handle of vodka back at the place. Hey, we're going to go to the bars afterwards. You should come to our late nights. That's when the threesome thing has a chance at happening.
Yeah, absolutely.
All the while, you should also be texting girlfriend girl. Just, but nothing sexual. All has to be what's happening. How's your week been? It's got to be all surface level shit where you care about knowing what's going on in her life.
Yes.
That can be pushed along long term, where it can be, that conversation can happen for a month before you guys get together.
Absolutely, yeah.
So at least you're showing interest. If she's keeps texting you back on a, how we doing, what's going on this week, oh, finals are crazy, I'm going home, you can do that over Thanksgiving break and keep it on the hook.
Of course. Well, and as a 979, this girl, you're not the only guy that's going to be texting her.
Yes,
you know what I mean? So
totally.
She's got other things going on too.
So here's the advice comes down to this. Freshman girl is a one-off text. Threesome girls, that is a business-like text. Long-term relationship, that is a thoughtful text.
Right. And let me tell you, I mean, that's great advice. If at any point while you're texting the girlfriend girl or whatever, you start to get distracted from these other chicks, just go with
it. Just go with the girlfriend.
Just go for it, yeah.
Why not be cool with that? That's fine.
Right.
This is the girl of your dreams, supposedly.
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. I fucked up.
You did?
No, this is a...
Oh. I was like, no, I thought this was going great.
Yeah, no, I think this is great. I think we're killing it. That some girl just spit up her apple juice, being like, what a fucking dick. But I'm just telling you how I would play it. I'm just...
No, I don't think you said anything, you know.
I think that's the way to go.
He needed advice about that.
Hey, Papa Jew Bear. I'm a freshman at a decent-sized university in the South. Came in seeking no relationship whatsoever. However, met a girl that's a 788 through one of my classmates. Here's the problem. I began talking with her over Snapchat that developed into her giving me her phone number. We texted off and on. Seeing each other in class developed into a group activity in which another guy was involved. We all hang out after... Oh, the group activity in the class.
Okay.
We all hang out after class and go to lunch together and sometimes grab dinner because we have lab once a week in the evenings. Developed feelings, began inviting her out, not knowing she was seeing someone else. Someone in her family passed away, and I took her out one day after lab to cheer her up, when I offered to take her, I got a smile from ear to ear. From then on, she began to become more flirty. That's when I decided to ask her to dinner in person, getting a yes, but when I went to follow up, she never responded, so I said, fuck it. I decided that I'll remain friends for this remainder of the class. Then she decided she wanted to come with me to lunch, where we ended up meeting with some of my friends. A cookout was brought up, and I felt bad about it being... flaunted in her face and offered her an invite, but she really wanted to but could not go, and brought up how upset she was that she couldn't go a few times later that day. That's when I found out she had been seeing another guy. She had told me she had ended things with him the weekend prior, the same time I started to show interest.
Well, I gotta say right here, he's saying seeing another guy. No, she's seeing a guy.
Yeah.
You're not dating her.
No.
So, you know, that sucks, but, you know, it's not another guy.
I didn't plan on inviting her out again, seeing as she just wasn't interested until a concert, which I had plans for at the fair. This guy sounds like he lives in the 1950s.
I was just going to say that.
Is this Trump's America that he wants to make great again?
Yes.
Where she lives was brought up, and she made the statement that if I invited her, she would come. So I said, okay, come along. We went to dinner separate of the group we went with, and she ended up spilling something on her shirt and having to go back and meet her father. Her mother was at the concert separate from us, but she didn't want me to meet her, saying it would be too many questions. After she gave me the "you did good under pressure" speech, we went and had a great time, hung out a little afterwards, got back to her house, and I told her I wanted to go out with her more and that I liked her. I got a fucking rude awakening from the La La Land I was in when she said, I don't want to lead you on because I'm not looking for a relationship right now, but we can still hang out. I said, fair enough, and left with the intention of just saying hello when I saw her, but she began to Snapchat me wondering if I had made... Okay. If I had made her home okay, and I responded that I did, thanked her for coming out. Well, since I've been getting mixed signals, the worst when she got upset over the fact that I didn't invite her out anymore, so I waited a week and did, and she never came through. This whole situation got me fucked up because now she wants to go to lunch. Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, dude. Stop it.
Yeah, she just likes going to lunch and dinner and likes the attention. Yeah.
She's... Dude. There's got to be a point where it's like they have that quote where it's like insanity is like doing the same thing all the time. Like you're doing the same things all the time.
Yeah.
The other thing is this girl, you've told her you like her and she likes that you like her. She doesn't like you as much as she likes that you like her.
Yeah.
I love being liked. Love it. It's kind of, and I know I'm being a dick when I'm just like, listen, this isn't the match. The longer she goes without, she said it to you and then says, I still want to hang out. Yeah, of course she wants to hang out. You're someone that will listen to all her fucking problems.
Yeah, you're being emotionally supportive without, you know, her putting in any of the work on her side.
Yeah, so, and you're not a dick for just being like, hey, I put in a lot of effort. And it feels like I'm just, when you put in all the, it just feels like you work for the person.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's you what know? It said. But like, and that's the thing. Like, that's why it's good that you emailed in. It's like, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah. And it's so, with this situation, I get like bored of it because it's like, dude, you know the answer.
Right.
You know that this girl, like, you can't keep repeating the process. And like, attention isn't the only thing that means a girl likes you.
No. No, it's an. Of course, we talked about it on a couple of podcasts ago, the hand on the knee, the hand on yeah. the low, small of the back.
You have
that's
to take a
part
chance.
Of it. Yeah, you have to take a
and
take a
let
jump.
Her be like, uh-uh. And when you and listen, that's not to say this can't ever be that way, but you got to step away for her to realize, hey, that was something I enjoyed having in my life more than just someone to lean on.
Right.
You weren't just a pillow, but right now you're just a pillow that she gets to hug.
Of course, yeah.
J-Train Podcast. At gmail.com, jtrainpodcast at gmail.com. This one's called Titties to Get Your Attention.
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense.
AOJ. I'm a big fan of ball cradling, so cradle, cradle, cradle.
Oh, is that like cradle, cradle, cradle?
I guess. I'm a relatively new binge listener thanks to my sister who now giggles on the subway and smiles at randos during my morning commute. AKA, I hate myself because of you. Also, a female, so cue the tune. Anyways, my question is simple. Are guys into the nipple through the shirt look? Because I'm all about the no bra game. Figured you were the man to ask. Love the podcast, all the fucked up advice you provide. Feel free to slide into the DMs.
Okay.
Girl with very average C-cup titties. What?
A C is like
nipple through the shirt. I'm hard right now just thinking of it, and I don't even know what the fuck she looks like.
Right? Yeah, of course. Yeah, who I of course we're into that.
We're
yeah.
into here. Let me give this message to any girl. We're into everything you wear.
Mm-hmm.
There's now we just like that it changes. You yes. know, we just like yeah. seeing. I want to see every Barbie. I want to see miniskirt Barbie and nipple through the shirt Barbie and going to the moon Barbie.
Do you know why they do holiday like packaging and different wrappers and stuff? Because it's different.
Yeah.
You see the normal
catches
thing all the
your
time.
Eye.
Yeah, you go, ooh, yeah. peppermint flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Triscuits in a plaid box.
Exactly.
I haven't had Triscuits in years.
Right.
Nipple in a non-bra shirt.
Wonderful.
I haven't seen nipples in years. You know, like I just like the idea, I hear what she's saying, like it's like, I've written this about yoga pants. Yoga pants is the most confusing clothing item for guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's because girls wear it when they feel the least attractive, yet we find them the most attractive.
Yes.
So anytime you come out to a girl and they're like, I think you look so hot in those yoga pants. They're like, I wear these to the gym.
Right.
You know, that's their first response every time. It's like, I don't care.
Yeah.
The difference is guys would have sex in anything they wear.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. Right.
I could be in a trash bag, sweating my nuts off, haven't showered for 6 weeks, and a girl will be like, you look good in that trash bag. I'd be like, hop on in this smell factory and fuck me now.
Yeah.
You know, so like, I hear what she's saying, but.
Well, look, if you, like you said in the email, if you like not wearing a bra, you like having your nipples, you know,
yeah.
shown, go for it. Do what you want, but don't just do it. You know, for the attention or whatever. If you like it, feels good to you, do it.
Chick's cute.
Yeah,
she
I
gave
bet.
Her Instagram. And oh yeah, okay.
So you are a fan of it. You like it.
Yeah, okay. I think she'll be okay.
All right.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Should I follow her on Instagram?
Yeah, well, of course, sure.
I mean, we're here now, aren't we?
Yeah, she invited you to, yeah.
Man, life is fucking weird. Let's do one more email.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's
do it. And then we'll bow out of this.
Okay.
You get to choose.
All right.
Post-grad overthinking, breakup with best friend or breakup with chicks.
Ooh.
The art of the DM. Okay. I might need my own advice. And the gym. Help me help my roommate stop being a pussy. Election. Need help with chicks.
I kind of like break up with, what was it? Best friend, break up with girlfriend, whatever it was.
I like that too. It's good. Good sized email.
Okay. Let's do it.
All right. Sup, J Train. Should I let him behind the curtain? We've done a lot of these, so I'm starting to feel my age right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're doing three.
Three in a row.
You're going on a nice trip.
Going on away.
Yeah.
I'll be back in New York by the time this airs.
Right.
Strong time fan here since Frat Dude Goes to Flugtag. Oh, thanks, man. But enough with the feathering. If any of you have not seen those videos, please go watch them for me, because I like seeing that the numbers are big and helps me on auditions and shit. It's called Frat Dude Goes to Flugtag. We did a Comic-Con one that someone made us take down.
Really?
It was the first one we did.
How come?
The whole idea came from, I went to Comic-Con was in town, and I was like, I had a press pass to go cover it.
Okay.
And I was like, what if a frat guy, I love Triumph the Insult Comic Dog. So I was like, what if a frat guy did a version of that?
Yeah.
So I went to Comic-Con and made fun of nerds, and one of the guys or girls wrote in being like, I'll sue you if you don't take this down.
Wow.
But so the first affair, there's Frat Dude Goes to Carolina Cup. So that's probably the biggest one. I'm a recent post grad with a great job in medium northeastern city. I'm quickly learning that dating outside of college blows donkey dick. Here's the prediction. A good bro has been in town every weekend to crash my couch and have fun. The type of fun to get us kicked out of a bar and have the bartender invite us back the next night for shots on the house and an apology. Fun enough that I've gotten laid just from the status. Problem is, he's stealing my thunder. When he's not around, I'm top dog at the bar. I'd rate myself a 7, 8, 9. Most guys in my city are ugly. We have essentially the same facial rating and same body type, but when he's around, a normally easy hookup for me will flock to him. And I'm stuck with a less attractive friend. I think it's necessary to mention that I'm 5'11", he's roughly 6'5", which to girl is chick crack. Yeah, he's right. So here's where I'm lost. Do I break up with the friend and return to the king of the jungle, or do I continue having the time of my life and settle for the second best? Any help is appreciated.
I mean, look, you said it yourself. Should you go back to being the main guy, hooking up with exactly who you want to? You're apparently having a great time with this dude. Let it play for a little while. You see what happens. You'll work it out, you know?
Dude, this kid couldn't be luckier.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's looking at it all wrong.
Absolutely.
And listen, you're 6'5". The girl that you want to end up being with, the one that you're like, this is the one I want to go for, this is the one I really want to put time with, you'll know enough to tell him to be like, back off of this one.
Yeah.
And he should be good enough friend to take that back off. So, but the time you're having is different than that. The time they're having is, come one, come all. Bring me your tired, your wet,
yeah,
your sloppy boobies.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, the time they're having is just, they're making a scene at bars, and they're having people that are they're being magnetized, you know, they're being brought to them.
Well, that's
by their magnetic
the
energy. Yeah. And that's great.
Right.
Why, you know, to start this small petty argument over who's getting the hottest chicks, who cares?
Yeah.
You're a recent college grad, and you got a buddy that is down to be a fucking, like, an animal with you, which is the best. That's not going to happen forever.
No.
What's going to happen is your 6'5 buddy is going to hook up with a girl that he thinks is so fucking hot that he's got to lock her down.
I was just going to say, absolutely right.
And now you're top dog.
Yeah. Right. Or better, even better situation, 6'5 and the hot girl he locked down, they come out with you and now they're throwing everything your way.
Exactly. Yeah. And even better is that hot chick that he gets is going to have hot friends.
Of course.
And if you're leveling the friends, then you got your own fucking issues, Gordon Gekko. So I think This is an easy solution. I think so many people wish they had this friend, this problem.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm having so much fun. Yeah.
Yeah, like, because what happens is, he's first year out of college, everyone's DTP. Down a party. Let's fucking go.
Yep.
Let's have a great time. Let's be magnetic. Let's be awesome. A few years out, people are like, kind of tired. Kind of want to settle down.
Yeah.
A few more years out, I got this baby. A few more years out, I'm getting a divorce.
Yeah. Again, you're getting thrown out of the bar for a completely different reason.
Yeah. So fun. I think this guy, think of it right now as a blessing. And I'm going to think of you, the listener, as a blessing. I appreciate you guys listening. Mansamp, thank you for coming on.
Oh, thanks, man. This was really fun.
Awesome time. At Mansamp on Twitter and Instagram. Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday here on the Standard New York Labs Network. I am Jared Fried. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm JTrain56 on all platforms. Please follow me on Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram. I'm at Jared Fried. We're every Tuesday and Friday. Keep telling your friends about the podcast. We'll be back next episode. Boom.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts, and find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Boom!